The Earth Summit presented world leaders with an opportunity that should not be lost. We must now embark on a new course that will sustain our planet and its resources for the benefit of future generations. This resolution calls on the United States to assert its leadership to achieve this goal. I urge my colleagues to support this resolution. Thanks again to the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee for their recognition of the importance and timeliness of this resolution. We must make the promise of Rio a reality. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentleman from Michigan.
Mr. Speaker, I yield myself such time as I need, and I ask permission to revise and extend my remarks.
Without objection, so order. The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I do support this resolution, which expresses the sense of Congress with respect to implementing the decisions of the recent United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. And I do want to express and commend the gentlelady from California, Mrs. Pelosi, for her sponsorship of this important resolution. Mr. Speaker, despite all of the criticism of the administration policy toward the Earth Summit, the fact is that the United States government made a very constructive contribution in Rio and in the talks that led to the meeting in Rio. Largely as a result of the conference, they adopted four major items: the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, the lengthy action plan referred to as Agenda 21, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, and the non-binding but authoritative principles for the management and conservation of forest resources. In addition, the conference adopted the UN Biodiversity Convention, which the administration decided not to join at this time. And this was due to concerns about intellectual property and also the decision-making and funding mechanism. The administration has already made a good beginning in implementing the results of the conference. And during the talks on climate, the administration pledged $75 million for related projects in developing countries, including the development of national plans. The President announced that the United States would have our own national plan on climate ready by the end of the year in order to start international consultations in January of 1993.